Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Frazier Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Karen Hostler of the WYPR reporting staff. Karen, the John Cardin story, Delegate John Cardin running for Attorney General, stays with us.
I'm calling it poetic justice because it seems as though there is at least the chance that the reason that Cardin missed so many of his votes in committee this year is that he was out somewhere in the evenings working on his Attorney General campaign.
Karen, and how do we know that?
Well, he said it's the evenings. And I believe that at least one of the stories in The Sun also quoted someone as saying that they thought he was doing that. But the larger picture is he hasn't really given us an explanation of why he needed to be home with his family. I mean, his wife was pregnant. His daughter was young. Those are not unusual conditions.
And the issue is that he missed about
75%.
Right, votes in the Ways and Means Committee, where important legislation is shaped.
Absolutely.
I mean, part of his response is that he was there on the floor to vote. Well, the bills are basically done by then.
That's why I think that this is poetic justice, because this is now a focused attention, one hopes, on this contest with several really good candidates that was otherwise going underneath the radar. You know, I fear that this primary we have in June is going to have a terribly low turnout because people aren't used to it. It's a novel thing. No one's focused on it. But maybe this story and this focus on John Cardin's attendance record will put a spotlight on that race.
Do you think that people will be more likely to vote against him, in spite of the fact that he says he was dealing with family issues?
I think that could cut both ways. What my hope is that if John Cardin wins the nomination for Attorney General, it will be because people looked over his record, looked at the record of Brian Frosch, that senator who's running for that office too, and that they will look at the record of Delegate Aisha Braveboy, who is also running for the job, and make a decision based on what these candidates are saying, not, as appears very certain, that many people think that John Cardin is Ben Cardin or someone else from the family that has a really golden political name in Maryland.
The fact that we have a sort of a surprise primary here will put some more importance, I think, on endorsements by senators and other political organizations.
Right. Well, I think, and all those of us who have been reporters working down there and dealing with these people over the years would have to say that Brian Frosch is really, by far and away, the most experienced candidate. Now, I mean, John Cardin is not dumb. He's very glib. He makes a good case. He did it just yesterday on Maryland Morning. His campaign is to keep people safe and protected and to be treated fairly. So he makes a good case.
Karen, will these three candidates meet? Will there be a debate?
Yes, at least one is scheduled, so we'll get a chance to see how they can think on their feet.
Karen, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
For Karen Hostler, I'm Frazier Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.